to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Hey, make sure your family doesn't have a fever by taking their temperatures before dinner and in the morning. Stay safe with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It takes an accurate reading in seconds. It's the number one preferred thermometer of pediatricians. Let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Connor O'Gara, Saturday down south, talk some college football. And boy, is there a lot to unpack. How are you, Connor?
I'm doing well. You know, it's just a casual weekend here. Nothing really going on. I guess there's like a couple of bowl games or whatever, an SEC championship that has like nearly 100 points. I mean, you know, coaching carousel, just quiet times in college football. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Committee, they're taking some arrows. It didn't seem shocking, though, the top four. But where are they? Where are people really taking their shots on how the committee did its final ranking?
You know, it's the Ohio State thing, and Ohio State getting to only play six games while other teams had to play double-digit games, I think it's frustrating. I think it's frustrating to see the double standard that's used for Ohio State versus a team like Cincinnati, where Cincinnati gets all these games canceled and postponed and whatnot, and doesn't necessarily get the benefit of the doubt from the selection committee, while Ohio State gets all these games canceled, and it's like, you know what? We thought you were really good coming into the year, and you haven't given us a reason to show you aren't, so I guess we're just going to roll with that. And I think that's the thing that fans are so frustrated by, because it's like, well, if we can't beat Ohio State in the preseason rankings, then we don't have a shot when it comes to a year like this. And Texas A&M, I thought, was a victim of that as well. I thought Texas A&M got a raw deal from getting, you know, boosted out of the field by not only Ohio State, but Notre Dame as well. I mean, Notre Dame just got smoked in the conference championship game against a team that is going to be in the playoff in a similar situation of what we're going to see with playoff conditions. Meanwhile, A&M has done everything you could have wanted a team to do after losing their number one team in the country 2 months ago, and they're not getting the benefit of the doubt. So I think that there are a lot of people who looked at those two things and thought, man, this system is not necessarily what we had hoped it would be when we switched from the BCS to the college football playoff.
I remember about 15 years ago, and you probably remember it better than me, but there was USC and Oregon, and then Auburn out of nowhere was going unbeaten, and they had started so far back in the rankings, back when rankings mattered, and they were trying to climb up, but they could never get in because of the two teams at the top. I thought the committee was supposed to kind of do away with that, like saying, look, the rankings are fine, and they are for promotional use, but we're doing something completely different. It didn't seem like they did this year. You're right. They seemed to just grab onto Ohio State, the preseason expectation, and said, we're just going to roll with this until somebody tells us not to.
Exactly, and that's the problem. And, you know, you look back at that 2004, you know, Auburn team and how fun it was with Ronnie and Cadillac. And, I mean, that was one of the first teams I remember. I was actually in high school at the time, and I remember thinking, like, wait a minute, this team's going to go undefeated and not get a chance to play for a national championship? What are we doing with this sport? And now you're seeing still, 16 years later, we're asking some of the same sorts of questions where it doesn't feel like it's a system that caters to all. And I get it. It's a very subjective way of being able to put teams into the postseason. I get all that, and it's tough to simulate that because we don't have the same sort of schedule in college football that we do in other sports. And it's less games, and it's against different competition. We can't just pretend like Cincinnati's playing the exact same schedule as an SEC team. We just can't. But at the same time, you know, it does feel like this is a very exclusive thing. And Danny Cannell's point of this being an invitational is starting to make more and more sense when you see Ohio State only have to play six games and not look very good in those two games against quality competition and still be able to make it in the field. There are a lot of upset fan bases. I can't say that they're wrong. I mean, at this point, you feel like the system's working against you.
I saw this interesting number that stated that, look, out of the 28 top four teams that this committee has selected since its inception, there's only been 11 different teams. On the one hand, you say good for the teams that consistently make this thing, but on the flip side, it doesn't seem like it's good for the sport. Where do you feel on those numbers?
I don't think it's good. I don't think it's good long term. I think that there's, or short term, to be honest. You know, there are a lot of people who will say, oh, well, these teams got the benefit of the doubt because they have big fan bases, and it's easy for, in terms of like a draw, for a national draw. I sort of push back on that, and I come back to this comp. I have two buddies who are Iowa graduates, right? They're diehard Iowa fans. They're kind of casual college football fans. Are they more likely to watch Alabama against Notre Dame, or are they more likely to turn on Alabama versus Cincinnati? It's the latter. They're right. more interested in seeing what a group of five team can finally do. And, oh, Texas A&M getting in for the first time. Let's think about even last year with LSU getting into the playoff for the first time. LSU became America's team, and I think part of that was because we hadn't seen LSU in the playoff before. And that was one of the fun things that everybody who didn't have a prior rooting interest could kind of gravitate to. We are lacking variety in this system, and it is hurting the sport on its biggest stage. That's the problem right now. And I've never been one of these people that says we definitely need to go to eight, because I think there are downsides to that. I didn't want to see, you know, the Pac-12 champion get into the playoffs just because it played in the Pac-12, and it shouldn't have the same path as the SEC or the ACC when it looks better, and we know it's better. But at the same time, what are we really doing if we're looking at this from that standpoint? And we're saying, oh, you know, it's basically like eight teams have a chance to make the playoff on any given year, and it's really not going to change unless we overhaul the system. Yeah, to me, I think we're getting to that point now where we're seeing the sense of urgency more and more.
The BCS system, you told Boise State for years, you're never playing for a national title. It seems like committee is telling teams like Cincinnati and UCF, you'll never play for a national title. Should those schools, should those group of fives, the group schools, should they just say, look, we're out of this thing. We're going to do our own thing. We got to have something to play for outside of just a conference title. Is that a possibility? Is that realistic? Or is it just, are there just too many strings to pull to let something like that happen?
You know, I think the financial benefit of that, of just if what would happen if one could get in, is the reason that it hasn't happened yet, right? I mean, let's think right. about if Cincinnati had actually been in that spot where this weekend we just got craziness and the selection committee said, you know what, America, you want it, you got it. Cincinnati's into the playoff. The financial boost that those programs would get who don't have those budgets that these Power Five programs do, I think that's always still kind of there. And I'm not one to say that it definitely can't happen. I still go back to that Houston team with Tom Herman that beat Oklahoma and actually right. had a chance and would have had a chance had it gone undefeated. The system would not have left them out. But it's always been about you need to beat that big-time Power Five program, and then you need to run the table. And that situation hasn't necessarily gone the way of the group of five teams yet. So I think that financial incentive to get there and to say, well, as long as there's that little sliver of a chance, then we always have to kind of keep that door open. We can't just definitively close that door if that's there. I think that's always been in the back of their minds, and I think it's going to continue to be moving forward.
So we had a year that was obviously thwarted for COVID that now has opened up the conversation that maybe the committee and all of this is not really that's something that needs changed. In the end, though, Connor, is this just a COVID 2020 thing, or do we just go back to the same old, hey, everybody's playing their schedule, we got some non-conference games battling it out to start the season, kind of doing it what we used to do, and then the conversation dies down? Or is this really going to open the door for, hey, something's broken and we need to fix it?
I think it's the latter. I think when you're seeing this many people who are prominent in the sport, even somebody like Kirk Herbstreit, who has as respected a voice as anyone, is saying this system is flawed. It's very flawed at this point. And we're seeing it play out. Yes, we are seeing it play out because of a COVID year, a year in which we're talking about one team having to play six games, another team having to play 11 games. It took this type of year for us to truly take a step back and say, man, there's something truly wrong with this when you can see it play out where teams like Iowa State get the benefit of the doubt for having two losses, one of which being a 17-point loss at home to a group of five team. And meanwhile, the group of five team who they lost to still can't get the benefit of the doubt, despite the fact that they have the better record and they have the head-to-head advantage. So I think that we are going to see changes moving forward. And I would like to see changes in the non-conference play before we see expansion to the playoff. And I think that we're heading in that direction. I want to see more of these Power Five teams play each other in non-conference and not get so caught up in the final season end win total, because I know that's a big deal and that's the reason this hasn't happened yet. But I'd love to get to the place where everybody's playing eight conference games and then they're playing at least two Power Five conferences in the non-conference. And I think that we can see kind of how these conferences shake out, and that gives even the group of five a little bit more of a chance perhaps, and we get to feel like this isn't necessarily a system based on preseason narratives as much.
Connor Ogara's Saturday Down South, a fantastic website. It's just absolutely great. Really appreciate your time. We always love having you on, my friend. Happy holidays to you, and hope to catch up with you soon.
Yeah, appreciate it. Sounds good.
You got it. Connor Ogara, Saturday Down South. It's not just an SEC site. They do have a lot of cool college football articles. But if you love Saturday in the South, if you love the college football atmosphere in the South, great website. Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at progressive.com. All right, thoughts on some of the things that we're talking about with the broken college football system. There might be a way to fix it, but I don't know if it's coming soon. We'll talk about that next as we continue with Wake Up Call.